Messy Church starts at 3:15 and the focus is on nature, and everyone is welcome. Pastoral news. Hugh Davy, Shirley's husband, has died. Please remember the family in your prayers. There are a number of people who are struggling with poor health, and please remember them too. There is a book club meeting on Tuesday starting at 7:30, and they will be reviewing That Other Voice, In Search of a God Who Speaks by Graham Turner, and all are welcome. Just in case you haven't noticed, it's Christian Aid Week. The Beetle Drive was fun, and Ray Charlton is still happy to have more support for all the various fundraising activities. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. I need to report about the walkers, though. With this year's 10,000-metre Christian Aid Circle, the City Challenge now, no more than days away, you will be pleased to see that KURC's City Circling veterans, that's Georgina Forbes, Rosette Ominbali and Vaughan James, have managed to squeeze in a brief break halfway through their grueling training schedule to be with us here today. They jogged here this morning from the Brecon Beacons, where, with some of the Army's crack commando units, they have been braving a notoriously challenging physical endurance programme to hone to perfection their stamina, speed and survival skills. Later today, they transfer to a top secret government so-called research centre somewhere in the unforgiving wilds of Surbiton, where their mental preparedness for the task ahead will be mercilessly tested. With the help of cutting-edge neuroplasticity techniques, the prefrontal cortex of their brains will be specially adapted to incorporate the kind of novel neural pathways and circuitry that will keep them one step ahead of the competition on the day. You will see them again, we hope, before they do the whole thing for real next Sunday. But if you'd like to support Christian Aid by sponsoring any one of them in the meantime, and it really doesn't matter who, please do feel free to do so. That's Georgina, not quite here at the minute, Rosette and Vaughan. And finally, I'd just like to remind you that church meeting will start soon after this service. Thank you.
Let us join together to worship God. You who believe in the name of the Son of God, you have eternal life. Would you please be seated? What we're going to do now is sing to 'Tis a Chance. The good news, are you translating this? The good news about singing together in Latin is that it's not the language of any one of us. Don't think it's going to be the language of heaven, but it's not the language of any one of us. So we have two chants. One of them is, where there is tender love and care, God is present. And the other one means, praise the Lord, all you peoples. So that's what you're going to be singing when we join to sing.
Thank you.
Let us pray. All together we gather to worship, greater than the sum of the parts, together supporting, protecting and upholding each other, bound together by our truth and our faith, our belief in one God, Creator, Son and Spirit. Let us, O God, as we worship, as we pray, as we praise and sing, as we read, hear, and learn, as we grow and share, bless us. In this moment, in this place, here and now, we worship you. Your word lifts us beyond ourselves to new heights and depths. We praise you. We thank you for words that link us with people all around the world. For hymns that echo the faith of the generations and speak to the core of our being. For words of the Bible that speak new truths and heighten our awareness of your truth. And for moments of silence that feel filled to overflowing with your presence. We praise you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, hallowed be your name. So as you can see, Christian Aid Week this week. You gang are going to have to turn yourselves around so you can see the screen. Beautiful. Yeah, she'll come get you. Thank you.
In a galaxy very, very close, there is a rather special planet. This planet is called Planet Earth. On Planet Earth, powerful forces test their strength as they do battle with one another. But strength comes in all shapes and sizes, and it's not always that easy to spot. On this planet live many superheroes, but you might not spot them straight away, because superheroes are often in disguise. Let's meet two of them, Zaza and Jephtha. They may be young, but these two children have already survived some of the most powerful forces on planet Earth. They both live in a beautiful country called Haiti, which is part of an island in the Caribbean. When Jephthah was a toddler, an earthquake struck the island. The earthquake shook the ground so much that many houses fell down, and many, many people were killed. Jephthah's home was destroyed. It was a terrible situation, but Jephthah and his family would not be beaten. They drew on their inner strength and the help of others to rebuild their homes and their lives. So today, Jephthah is alive and kicking. Zaza lives on this island too. In 2016, her family faced a terrible threat, a very strong hurricane. This hurricane lashed Haiti and tore the roof off Zaza's house. It sent coconut trees crashing all around her as Zaza ran to safety. But like Jephthah, Zaza and her family are strong and determined. They rebuilt their house, and today they are thriving on their island home. Hurricanes and earthquakes are real villains. In terms of sheer force, they are some of the most deadly threats on planet Earth. But strength is not always about sheer force. Humans may not be as fast or as forceful as hurricanes and earthquakes, but they do have some special powers up their sleeves. These special powers include friends and family and love. Christian Aid is a charity that's used to taking on powerful forces. It works all over the world, helping people when they feel threatened by things beyond their control. Christian Aid helped Jephthah and Zaza's family get back on their feet after the earthquake and hurricane had destroyed their homes. It helped build them new houses so that they have somewhere safe to live. Zaza has something she'd like to say. Christian Aid knows that people are strong, and that when we work together, we are even stronger. Christian Aid gets its strength from all its supporters, who come together to raise money and to campaign to make things better on planet Earth. Because its supporters are superheroes too. The charity uses all that strength to help people all over the world beat the things that threaten them. So if I ask you, which is stronger, a little boy or an earthquake? A young girl or a hurricane? A Christian Aid supporter or poverty? The answer might not be as obvious as you think. Remember, superheroes are often in disguise. And you can be a superhero too. Together, we are stronger than the storms.
Hurrah! He's got the whole world in his hands. We join to sing. With actions. No nice slingy hook. On you go. Clear off the whole lot of you. We're going to have a reading before the rest of us move into groups. The writer of the Gospel according to John. Are you up for this? Hey John, up for this? The writer of the Gospel according to John has put a whole lot of teaching of Jesus into one long sermon. Just as Jesus is going towards death. So let's listen to this passage which Alistair Borthwick will read to us.
Yes, so this is John chapter 17. The heading for the chapter is Jesus prays for his disciples. I'm reading verses 6 to 19. I have made you known to those you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me. They have obeyed your word, and now they know that everything you gave me comes from you. I gave them the message that you gave me, and they received it. They know that it is true that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those you gave me, for they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and my glory is shown through them. And now I am coming to you. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. Holy Father, keep them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one just as you and I are one. While I was with them, I kept them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me. I protected them, and not one of them was lost, except the man who was bound to be lost, so that the scripture might come true. And now I am coming to you, and I say these things in the world, so that they might have my joy in their hearts in all its fullness. I gave them your message, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but I do ask you to keep them safe from the evil one. Just as I do not belong to the world, they do not belong to the world. Dedicate them to yourself by means of the truth. Your word is truth. I sent them into the world just as you sent me into the world. And for their sake, I dedicate myself to you in order that they too may be truly dedicated to you.
So this is the plan. If you stay where you are, I'm going to put a piece of paper in your hand and invite you to chat to two or three people round about you. These questions. How do you think the disciples feel about Jesus leaving them and praying for them? How do you feel knowing that God is protecting you each day? But if you've walked in today and you think to yourself, do you know what, I actually I've got some stuff I need to work out. If you go into the hall, there is paper and there are pens. Or it might be you actually feel that you want to spend some time praying for Christian Aid, for some of the themes that this raises for you. And if that is true for you, then you are equipped if you walk into the meeting room. Okay? Stay where you are. If you shut your eyes and you're not snoring, nobody's going to come and nudge you. You know, pray. But otherwise, there are questions. I invite you to pick up your chair, move around, twos and threes, small groups, because these could be challenging questions to talk about. Small groups to talk about these questions, space to pray, equipment to reflect with. Everybody clear? That's not the same as everybody happy. Everybody clear? 3, 2, 1, and we're moving on. Here are the papers. Here are the questions. We're going to join together to sing. Can you spot that I'm announcing this really slowly? So we join together to sing, "All People That on Earth Do Dwell." Does anybody have a story to share with the rest of us about the sense of being protected by God? Oliver, I'm coming to you. Knowing God's presence day by day?
You know, I got bullied a lot when I was in school, an awful lot, especially during secondary school, and actually God was there, and he led me to a church youth group on a Friday night. I was only going to a crusade group, but he led me to an evangelist church youth group, and while they may have got some things wrong, they protected me, they were there for me, they gave me friends, they gave me a community, and they provided me with perhaps some comfort I didn't get at home or school.
Thank you. Olive, this is coming to you. Because your story's... I'm sorry. You might hate me, but your story's too good not to share.
It's a bit sort of angels unawares. When I fell in the street on Friday, there were an awful lot of people around me, the bus stop, and then this lady appeared and she said, "My car is 5 minutes from here. I'd like to take you straight to Kingston Hospital in it." She said, "My two children have just gone to nursery school, so I've got time." So she took me there. She asked reception there for a piece of paper. She wrote down her telephone number and said, "I can't stay very long now, but I'd like you to phone me this evening and tell me you're all right." And I'd never met her, and I phoned her, and she was so nice. And I felt that was real protection.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's not the protection of, like both of your stories, it's not the protection of keeping you out of pain. It's the protection of being with you in the pain. Yeah. Being a Christian is not about the fact that we never suffer. It's that somebody else said that sense of nobody else cares about you. You have that feeling that there is somebody, something, however, whatever words you use, who's on your team. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Coming your way. Get me 10,000 steps in. Whoop, 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 whoop.
I share with our little group over this because I've had some minor surgery, but I've also had just had major back surgery. And I wanted to go to sleep. Well, during my minor ones, I had a chorus that was going through my head from church. "Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never lets go of me." And through one of them, which I had to lie still for an hour three times, I was able to lie still. And last week when I had my back, I said to the anaesthetist, "I want to go to sleep singing that and wake up singing it." Well, I did go to sleep singing it because I was singing it to the nurse holding my hand out loud. I had the courage. But amen. If you can take a chorus like that or a verse from the Bible and keep it in your head when you're in a difficult time, God does protect you. And I've really found it over the last 6 months.
And I don't know whether Derek's told you that we're in the process of learning hymns. It's exactly exactly your point, Derek. If you're getting it from two sources, come on. Yes. Yeah, because it is that, and that's one of the things about those chants, those tizzy chants. You know, you have those words, like the beating of your heart when we are in those places where we fall flat on our face or people are bullying us or people are being mean. We have the Lord is my light and my salvation, therefore I will not be afraid. And it's just plain, it's just plain. So we are going to pray together. And we're going to be led in prayer first. You need to see the screen, brothers and sisters.
Oui, mwele, bon Dieu, mes pays en amont. Nous demandons pour ba nous force, pays d'Haïti, côté nous, chaque moment que nous avons un moment cyclone, nous avons un petit monde, nous ne pouvons pas faire ça pour nous faire. Mon étranger, papa, souple, ba yo force à courage, ba yo force ou papa chéri. C'est vous-même qui connaissez, qui compréhension, qui mettez dans mes cher Seigneur. Tibet nous finale, pays a crasé, pays a endeuil, papa souple. Comment on peut diriger nous, comment on peut protéger nous. Mais nous connaissons avec la foi, avec force nous, avec courage nous. Nous connaissons la privée joindre, ça n'a pas cherché. C'est comme ça nous prions dans nos papas, avec petit tout, avec l'Esprit Saint. Amen.
O powerful God, who understands our needs before we think and speak, we pray for the hurting and the hurt, for the loved and the loveless, we pray for the young and we pray for the old. For those who believe and those who do not. For those who are certain of their faith and those who waver. for those who have a different faith to us. And for those who have the same faith as we do, but who work it out in different ways. For those who are ill. For those who are dying. And for those who are grieving. For those who will go out this week to collect for the weakest in the world. Open the hearts and the wallets of those that they will encounter. Bless the work of Christian Aid. That it would be your challenging witness to all of us. All-powerful God, surround each and every one with the circle of your protection. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Going to dedicate those who are collecting this week as well as dedicate this money. So let us pray. God, who places your call on our lives in many ways, thank you for those who are brave enough to do your work by going door to door to ask for money on behalf of the poorest in the world. This is not easy work, but it is yours. This is not easy work, but it is ours. Protect them and give the energy and generous responses to those who give. May we all know how blessed we are in living in a country like this. And may this sense of blessing lead us to generosity. For we, in our world, are better together. Thanks be to you. Amen. So we join to sing our final hymn, Beauty for Brokenness. While you were busy, we prayed for you. If you are looking for a bit of an afternoon stroll straight after the church meeting, there are some of us out delivering our envelopes. this afternoon, so we'd be happy just stuffing envelopes through the door. You don't have to speak to a member of the public. If you would be prepared to collect, would you speak to Ray? Volunteers for Saturday afternoon stall and stuff to sell as well. While the prayers were praying, they were using the Christian AIDS resource. And so, letting Therese have a moment, let's go. Those of us who have this material, would you like to turn to the inside page? And we say, Holy God, in your kingdom, the strong need the weak. The rich are transformed by the poor. The fortunate are welcomed by the homeless. Your kingdom is built by those who expect their God to come. Amen.
Thank you.